Weekend Workshop, how makeup videos built a million-dollar brand. What if filming makeup tutorials in your bedroom could lead to building this multi-million dollar, in fact, cosmetics empire? That's exactly what Michelle Phan discovered when she transformed her passion for beauty into one of the most successful content-to-business transitions in digital history. Dun, dun, dun. What's up, friends? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome to the Weekend Workshop. This segment is about helping you learn the key steps to a new side hustle, one step or concept per week. It includes activities, examples, and more. We are using the book Side Hustle, From Idea to Income in 27 Days, available wherever books are sold. And for the first half of the year, we went through the 27 steps in the book. Now in the second half, we're looking at more detailed case studies so you can hear and understand, in fact, how people apply this framework. My whole goal with the show, more than 3,000 plus episodes so far, is to inspire and motivate you and give you some practical steps to take for your own first or next side hustle. All right, so let's talk about the idea and discovery, part one. Michelle Phan started creating makeup tutorials way back in 2007. She was doing this from her bedroom, using a basic camera and whatever cosmetics she could afford. At the time, she just loved experimenting with makeup and wanted to share techniques with other beauty enthusiasts online. Her early videos focused on recreating celebrity looks and teaching accessible makeup techniques using affordable products. She spoke directly to viewers as if they were friends, creating an intimate parasocial connection that traditional beauty media couldn't match. And what set Michelle apart, in fact, was her ability to make professional-looking makeup accessible to everyday people. She showed viewers how to achieve really great results using drugstore products, from low-priced products, in fact, and techniques that didn't require professional training. So this democratization of beauty knowledge resonated with millions of viewers who felt excluded by the traditional beauty industry messaging. And rather than just showcasing perfect makeup, in fact, she taught viewers step-by-step techniques that they could actually replicate. Lots of people are doing this these days, of course, but Michelle was one of the first. So she was doing this on YouTube, and as the channel grew, she discovered something remarkable. Viewers weren't just watching her videos for entertainment. They were actually implementing those techniques, purchasing the products she recommended, sharing their own results. And this engagement revealed the commercial potential within her content. She was, in fact, influencing purchasing decisions and beauty routines long before the word influencer was common. Viewers trusted her. They trusted her expertise, her authentic approach, because she had created this direct relationship. And so then she starts thinking, well, how can I go from being a content creator to being a business owner? That required her to understand how to monetize her audience relationships while, of course, maintaining the authenticity that made her successful. So to do that, she started with affiliate marketing, earning commissions when viewers purchased products she recommended. That brought her some income while allowing her to maintain editorial independence. She then explored brand partnerships, working with cosmetics companies to create sponsored content. But the real breakthrough came when Michelle realized she was big enough she could create her own products rather than just promoting others. Her deep understanding of her audience's preferences, combined with insights gained from brand partnerships, positioned her to develop cosmetics that would appeal to her community. So, what did she do? How did she go from content creator to actually building this business empire? And how might this be inspirational and helpful to somebody else? Let's take a quick break, a little shout out to a sponsor, and when we return, part two. Michelle's approach to launching her own cosmetics line leveraged her established audience while ensuring product quality and market fit. She partnered with established cosmetic manufacturers who could handle production, quality control, and distribution, while she focused on the product development. That allowed her to enter the competitive beauty market without building manufacturing infrastructure. And this product development process was directly informed by her content creation. She already knew which colors, textures, and price points appealed to her audience. This was, after all, what she had been doing for years, building up those millions of engaged subscribers. Customers believed that Michelle would only put her name on cosmetics that met her standards because they had watched her honest reviews of other brands for years. So as I said, this did turn into an empire. The cosmetics line achieved remarkable success, millions of dollars in revenue, established Michelle as one of the most successful beauty entrepreneurs of the digital era. She's basically a pioneer for everybody else who came later. And she also created a new model for beauty entrepreneurship, demonstrating that authenticity and audience connection, and showing how that could compete with traditional beauty industry resources. So Michelle really crushed it. Let's talk about what you could do. Like, how can you take this transformation story and imagine, okay, what is it that I can build and share? So first of all, it is a content-first approach. It focuses on building trust and expertise that translates directly into business credibility. Michelle's customers purchased her products because they believed in her knowledge and authenticity, not because she had a great marketing plan. So you want to think about, what is the knowledge and skills that I have that could help others achieve results they want? How can I create genuine value, providing genuine value through education or inspiration? And of course, you want to create that consistent, authentic content, prioritize helpfulness over self-promotion, pay attention to which aspects of your content generates the strongest audience engagement and commercial interest. Those insights kind of guide your whole product development decisions. And then next, just like Michelle did, explore monetization options that align with your audience needs and your expertise. So you might want to think about affiliate marketing, brand partnerships, or eventually your own products as your platform grows. Depending on who you are, what you're interested in, there's lots of applications for this. The pattern remains consistent: building those authentic relationships, creating products or services that serve those relationships while maintaining expertise and trust. This worked really well for Michelle. I think it can still work for lots of other people as well. Just consider, what expertise do you have that could help others achieve results they want? And as always, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. This has been episode 3165. I'll be back again tomorrow as we begin a new month as well. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.